is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and, of course, by our host Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Rambunctious bunch. We beat the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what they'll be this week, but they were before.
Yeah, we had we've had a spirited conversation before we went on the air about how the playoff rankings will shake out. We'll talk about that later in the show. Coach, obviously what I want to jump into is the huge win that you took away from Pinewood, going all the way up to Belleville, right? Belleville?
That's it.
Yeah, it's inside the geographical location of for the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings.
Okay.
They never make it.
Were they in it? Were they in it before we beat them?
They had been at a previous point, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but they were not when you beat them.
Okay. I didn't know if that moved us up in the rankings, because it didn't really move us up into Max Preps either, so
yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
We'll talk about that later in the show. So pretty much a defensive struggle in the first half of that football game. Looks like that, you know, they kind of set the tone defensively. You get to the half, I believe it's a 7-2 football game?
It was 7-2, yes. Yeah, it was, it was a tough battle. I knew going in that they were good on defense. And we'd have to catch them on a few things, and they were big and physical up front. Again, very good football team. We gave up 2 points on a bad snap. Jaden snapped it over Eli's head, which, probably looking back on it, was a good thing, getting out of that situation. And then, you know, defense went out and made a bunch of stops. The D-line, linebackers, and the secondary did a really good job. And then we snuck one past them there and noticed that they made a personnel change, and they rolled Watson in to play outside linebacker, and they brought in another kid to play free safety. And when I saw the free safety standing over the top of our number two receiver to the wide side of the field, I called timeout immediately. We had a screen actually called, and we're in the middle about to run the screen, and I called a timeout, and we came right back to it. And then we hit Josh Meadows running down the other side for a touchdown, and he just outrun everybody for about 40 yards, Josh did. Thomasville put it right on the money. Josh told me, he said, Coach, he throws it. He can't throw it high. He's got to throw it dead at my chest. I can't raise my arm because he's got an injury. And so he threw it and hit him dead in the spot. And Josh outran him and put us up 7-2. And I thought that we did a pretty good job in the first half of laying in there and battling and doing what we ask on defense. Just get them down and don't give up any big plays.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you get into the halftime. You're up 7-2. What do you tell your kids in the locker room?
We're right where we want to be. I told them we were doing exactly what we wanted to offensively, control the clock, and do what we have to do. Just be effective and efficient on offense. Defense, don't give up any big plays, and we're going to go out there and we're going to let it all out. We're going to go play, have fun. I told them the biggest thing was go out there and have fun. You know, and let's go win in the locker room. Don't worry about the score. Just play. Play hard. And defense, just get them down. Tackle them and give us another chance to make another play. And we did a good job of that on defense going out in the second half. They made a couple plays here and there, but the defense tackled them. And we had 2 big fourth down stops. We had an interception by Eli that kind of set the tone going into the fourth quarter. And then I thought the offensive line pretty much took over the game in the fourth quarter. And we were able to run the ball down the field, and we punched in twice in the fourth quarter. I think Jordan had 100 and something yards, but 90 of it was in the fourth quarter. So when you get to looking at it, I thought our offensive line kind of established itself, and I didn't really know if we would be able to do that in the war of attrition. You usually look at it and go, God, we got 25 kids, and they've got 45, 50 kids over there. We're going to get wore down a little bit, but it looked like our guys – stepped up and made a play, and on fourth down and one, right there, which oddly enough looked like it was a first down by about 2 yards. I don't know where they got their spot from. When you watch the film, you're like, guy, referee on the other sideline must have been just a wee bit nearsighted or farsighted. I'm not sure which one it was. But we got spot fourth and one. We called the counter, and we hit it, and all the coaches up in the box were yelling to call timeout. They didn't like it until we got around the corner and Jordan outran everybody for a touchdown. I just have to relay that. I thought it was a really good call. And so we scored, but I tell you what, again, our kids played with a lot of effort, a lot of heart. You know, we're beat up, banged up going into this week. We've held a lot of people out of practice, trying to tape them up, move them around, see what we can do. We're probably going to hold some guys out, even out of the game. I know it's senior night, maybe they want to play a couple plays, but we're trying to get healthy right now, and they put it all on the line Friday night.
That loss that you gave Pinewood is their third loss of the year. You guys are also 6-3 on the year, and so what it sets up is a showdown between Bullock and Pinewood next week, where I guess under what normally happens, Pinewood and Bullock would play that game, and then if it were Bullock to beat Pinewood, no, Pinewood to beat Bullock, it would create a three-way tie between the three of you guys.
Yeah.
And then you go into all sorts of weird tiebreakers, which no matter which tiebreaker you would look at, that would favor us. And so we would end up with a top seed, co-region champs, all that stuff. I want to jump into that later in the show, but I want to talk to you about the Pinewood loss and the morale of your football team after you guys come away beating Pinewood 20-8 in a game that you pulled away from them in.
I thought the kids, you know, the morale pretty high, but you know, you're excited, you get the win, you know, that's going to eventually wear off. And I think what we had to do is come back and regroup on Monday and Tuesday and kind of get mentally refocused again. I thought that yesterday's practice was a little sloppy, but we got a lot of guys out too. We're trying to shuffle a lot of people around. But then I thought today's practice was really, really good. I thought we were really focused. The guys came out and did a great job today, offensively and defensively. You know, we got Kyle back, and so he's trying to get into the groove a little bit. He's got a bummed up leg. He's limping a little bit. We got a bunch of guys injured, but for the most part, the guys today that we're going, I thought we were very sharp today in practice. You know, right now, the morale would be probably out the roof if we knew our destiny. That's the thing, the uncertainty of it right now. We don't know exactly if we're going to get a chance to play at home or if we're going to have to go on the road for Thanksgiving. We won't know any of this stuff until we play. If we win Friday night, then we have to sit and wait till Saturday at 3 o'clock is when we will find out where we're at, who we're playing. So it's going to be interesting. But I think the kids, they've enjoyed it. It was a big win. It's always a big win when you can beat Pinewood and Bullock, you know. And it was a big thing. It was great for them to get that win, get that clutch win under their belt, you know, before you go to the playoffs.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Well, Coach, big win Friday night against Pinewood, one of the upper echelon teams in the GISA, and so gives us a little bit of momentum now heading into the last week of the season and into the playoffs as well. Your last game of the season is going to be against Trinity. They are 0-8 on the year, of course 0-3 in the region, and they've had a tough go of it this year. They're averaging 12 points a game.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit. I don't know exactly the situation. I knew they were going to kind of be in rebuilding mode a little bit. They graduated a bunch of seniors from last year. And so they're trying to put the pieces back together. I know got some issues up there. Coach Fields, he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease over the off season, and it's really taken a huge toll on Coach Fields. So they're trying to not only get ready for football, they're trying to, you know, he's trying to battle that stuff too. So, you know, it kind of keeps it in perspective for you at the end of the day about all of it. So, you know, they're going to come out. I guarantee you they're going to give us their best shot. And that's what I told the kids was, seems like every time we play Trinity, we're going to get their best game. Even if they look horrible against somebody the week before, they're going to make every single play, and they're going to do everything right. So we have to go out and practice that they're going to be perfect, and we just have to go out there and get ready. So I thought, like I said, the kids look good this week so far getting prepared, and that's what we have to do is just be prepared that Trinity's going to make every single play that they're designed to make, and, you know, we just have to answer and execute.
They are giving up over 34 points a game, Coach. They've only really had two competitive games. First game of the year, they lost to Burke 28-13, and then just a few weeks ago against fellow region opponent 3-0 to St. Andrews, a game that they definitely had a chance to win.
Yeah, they actually got down to the 1-yard line and fumbled the ball going in, and that put them, you know, out of field position. And so it was one of those things that was probably a tough loss for them at St. Andrews, and a big win for St. Andrews at the same time. But, you know, we have to go out there and get prepared. We can't really look at all the numbers. We just got to continue to do what we do, play good defense and execute on offense to being efficient. You know, that's what I tell our kids. It's just be efficient on offense. We don't have to be high flying. Just go out and execute. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give them a chance to make any big plays. Don't let them get happy. And go out there and play hard.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk a little bit about what you expect to see from them offensively and defensively.
Well, they're going to come out with a double wing. They're going to run some traditional wing T plays, but they like to run a lot of option out of it too. They do throw the ball down the field quite a bit. They like to throw the ball. So, and their quarterback, he can scramble around, and that's one of the fears. We were kind of talking about it a little bit today. It was kind of funny with secondary guys are worried about him running around, and then they get their eyes in the backfield and lose one of those guys back there just running down the field. So it was one of those things that they're going to do a pretty good job of that. Our guys, I thought, did a great job today in practice and knowing the pass routes and picking everything up and turning it over to one another. They did a really good job today. And I thought yesterday we looked sluggish, but today they looked really crisp and understood what we were talking about. We made a few, I don't even know if it was, you call it minor tweaks. Maybe we just talked through it a little bit better. And then we just went out and executed. So I think our guys will be prepared for him to scramble around and make some plays, but our defensive line and our press linebackers will do a good job of containing him.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit now about that tiebreaker situation. Of course, assuming that you guys handle your business with Trinity, which obviously you're going to be favored in that football game, and then looking at the football game in region between Pinewood and Bullock, basically from what I'm being told, by the way, I talked to somebody today, and they asked me where you guys would end up, and so I went in this monologue about what would happen if Bullock won and Pinewood won and where that would put us, and you know, best case scenario, I told them, we're probably going to end up with a two seed. We're going to be at home, we're going to have a two seed, we'll be at home all throughout except in the championship game. You know, we won't have that home game, but you know, yeah, then we'll probably end up playing John Millage is probably what will happen in the championship game in Macon, so that's probably what we're having.
Okay.
And then I come here tonight, and your wife tells me a completely different story than what I told somebody today. So whoever it is that I had that conversation with, if you're listening to this show, just don't listen to what I say. Most don't.
I mean, your power rankings has hurt your credibility a little bit. I mean, I'm just saying. But the whole, I don't know exactly how it's going to shake down. I know that we can't be region champs the way it's breaking down. If it was to points, we win. But they're going to use common opponent, and the common opponent for all three of us was Tift area. And the other two teams beat Tift area, and we lost. So now, is that fair? Probably not, considering who they got playing at the time. But that's what happens. So it's part of the game. So that was where the region championship part will come down. I think maybe it's called it if Pinewood beats Bullock, we'll just all three take credit for being region champs and won't even look at the tiebreaker, because at the end of the day, it's not going to matter. It's all going to come down to ranking and the max preps and where you're at. So you don't actually have to say, oh, well, this region won, so they get plugged in as a one seed now or a two seed. They're going to look at these max preps rankings, which are just as confusing as anything else that we've looked at. So it's going to be interesting to see where the chips fall here on the last week with Pinewood. If Pinewood wins, it'll be interesting. Or if Bullock wins, it's going to be very interesting. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to end up for us.
Going back to the Max Prep rankings, you said something to me before we went on the air, which I thought was pretty telling as far as using the Max Prep rankings and why you should use those. You said that you guys going into the playoffs the year that you blew everybody out on your way to winning a state championship, nobody played with you the whole, from basically that last game of the year against Bullock, blew them out, and then from that point forward you beat everybody by 30 all the way to the state championship game, through the state championship game, and you were ranked where in the Max Prep rankings going into that postseason?
We were ranked 6th. And so that it's odd. You know, that was my question this summer at the coaches meeting when they told us that was, are you sure? Because I was like, we beat everybody by 30 points and we had lost 3 games by combined 9 points. You know, and so the human element of it has not been tabulated by the computer. You know, and that's what I tried to express my opinion and concern on Monday when we had that phone call to the GISA office was, hey, is the human element being put in this? Is kids getting injured? People not having the players? Is that being tabulated? So I was assured they're going to look at the Max Prep rankings, but it's going to be a committee of people get together on Saturday at 12 o'clock, and they'll be there till 3 o'clock, and then they will release the rankings. So at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I'll know where we're seated.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go Knights! Welcome back to the Frederick County Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. So, Coach, at the end of the day, we were talking about the rankings before we went to break. Right now, where Max Preps has us ranked, because that's what we're going to go by, is we would be ranked currently fifth. So, I don't know from what you were telling me that there's going to be a lot of leeway as far as the ability to move up for us, despite the fact that we have a head-to-head. This is what doesn't make sense to me. We have a head-to-head win over Pinewood, but that doesn't count because the common opponent that we share, Tift Area, Pinewood beat and we lost to, so our head-to-head victory over Pinewood is irrelevant.
Pretty much, yeah. And it's what's hurting us apparently in the Max Preps rankings too, is that common opponent. They beat them, we lost to them, and then they've lost a couple games here and there. So that's been hurting us in the ranking also. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that went into it, like I was saying. I'm not sure how it's all broke down. You know, I just know that I feel like I've had a little bit of an injustice because Bullock got canceled with John Millage. And so it was just a canceled game. They didn't, it wasn't a forfeit. It was just, they just, like, it never existed. So there goes a game that they quite possibly could have lost.
Would have lost.
Well, you said it, not me. But, you know, so that don't count against them. It don't help them or hurt them. So in essence, that, you know, we're playing a full 10 games and they're going to play 9. And that game there, if, even if Pinewood beats them, makes them 7-2. So it makes it look like they're better than us, 7-2. And here's the other part of the human element. That game came down the last few seconds. We won that game. We beat them up downfield until the last few seconds. But the computer doesn't know that we lost that game in the last few seconds too. You know, and then the Tift Area game, the computer didn't read it. We lost that one in the last minute either, you know, by 3 points. So if you were to take common opponents and look at it and say, GISA, where should we put them? They should take the points that we played with GISA opponents. I'll take that because we've lost two games by a total of 7 points to GISA opponents. So if Pinewood beats Bullock by 10 or 14 points or something Friday night, then we should technically move up and be the 2 seed, but I don't see that happening. Like right now, I think Bullock is – I don't know how they look at all the numbers. I just go look at the whole state ranking, and they were ranked 198. Pinewood was 203. Westfield was 236, and we're 257. But my biggest concern was with Clint was we lost 21 points in that ranking when we didn't play St. Andrews. So that hurt us, and it wasn't our fault. We were ready to play. They're the ones that forfeited. So that was my argument with Clint, was where's my 21 points back? You know, so do I get 21 more points added to my ranking to make me, instead of 257, am I 236? So then I'm tied with Westfield. And he was like, no, that's not the way it works. You got to look at there's another number. It says you're 0.0. I don't know what that is. He said, that's what you're looking to see, is if you've got those type of points, that's what we're looking at. I'm like, okay, makes no sense, because I look at it, we played a lot of tough teams. I probably scheduled wrong, is what I did. I should have played as many AA schools as I could have, and the bad AAA schools, but that's just not my mentality. But with this, the way they set it up, that's the way it is. So we just have to
I had to wait till Saturday at 3 o'clock. I'm sure somebody's not going to be happy between us, Brookwood, Westfield, Pinewood, Bullock. Somebody's not going to be happy out of this situation. But as I said at the beginning of the year, I felt like John Millage, and then our region was 1, 2, and 3, or 2, 3, 4. I felt like that we were the best region by far than any of those. And it would just come down to, you know, who played the best on Friday nights. And I feel like our team's probably the best team in the region right now, to be honest. We've played really, really good. And we've had to go to their toughest two opponents in the region on the road. They didn't, neither one of them came to our place. But the computer didn't put that in there and tabulate it either. So, you know, that's an issue that I look at. Even with Tipped Area, we went on the road. And we went to Calvary Day and went on the road. So all of our tough games have been on the road. So I don't know. I don't know how they'll look at it.
And this is why you should allow Jason Bishop to do the rankings across the board.
Because then we would never get it.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to agree with that, but I understand why. So you were talking about the GISA opponents. And it doesn't sound to me, from what I'm gathering and talking with other folks, those GHSA wins that you have,
They don't really help us none. It seems to be the other schools are getting helped by it. But for us, it's just where we're at. And I think a lot of it's where you start out at the beginning of the year, too. What they don't take into consideration is where you were ranked when you started at the beginning of the year. And so it wasn't like we all started at zero and you started earning your rankings. It was you were ranked at maybe 280, and somebody might have been ranked at 310, and one school was at 100. So if you're at 310 and you're trying to catch 100, it's really hard to do. You know what I'm saying? Across the board. And that's all the schools in the state is how they're doing your ranking across the state of Georgia.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's not easy to figure out, and it's not a clear playing field either. I mean, or a level playing field.
Well, what I will do is I will place a call to Clint and talk to him about being more transparent, give him advice on being transparent with his rankings, give him suggestions on how to do that, because I am a pro.
Yes, I know. We're still, have we got his system?
Yeah, it's in my spam.
Oh, it's in spam. Okay. Yeah, well, that's the hard, I think that's the most frustrating thing is you look at it and you try to read on it and see, but there's no great. The biggest thing they say is the win is the number one thing. So, okay, if the win's the number one thing and we all end up with 7 wins, well, you know, what's going to be the deciding factor? What's it going to come down to? And then they're going to say who you play and common opponent and all that stuff. I don't know. It's, you're going to have to take what we get. We're going to have to go play and we're going to suck it up and be big boys about it and go play.
Well, the advantage that I was going to say is, you know, you guys are undefeated on the regular season at home, have not lost yet at home this year. Now, of course, you dropped some close games on the road. But the thing with that is you were talking about your schedule and how tough the schedule was, and, you know, not scheduling cupcakes. It never fails, Coach, and you know this as well as anyone. It never fails that when you're a good football team and you schedule those games, those tough games early on, they do nothing but benefit your football team when it comes playoff time, even when you're on the road or at home. So, you know, if you guys end up with that 5 seed and pretty much have to stay on the road most of the playoff, you've got to feel good about how good your team is going to be as far as being battle-tested.
Yeah, you know, we're battle-tested. I think that played a huge role Friday night going to Pinewood. It didn't faze our kids. And it was I'll be honest, it was a great environment. We had a huge crowd. Our fans was into it. I think at one point our fans were shocked. When it was 13-2, at one point they cheered, but they were like, wait a minute, is that really true? I mean, I even had to ask Coach Sweeting at one point if we were ahead 13-2 just to make sure that I wasn't seeing things. But it was loud. They got into it. It was a great environment. And then the funny thing is I looked across the sideline and knew that at that point it was for real because Pinewood was in shock. They didn't. They had that. Literally, their fans and the coaches hadn't. They were just like, "What's going on? This ain't supposed to be happening." But you know, so I thought that the guys played, and that gives us, when we go on and play these rough, tough road games, that's given us the ability. Like, we knew it was going to be a battle. We had been battle tested, like I said, at Bullock and we laid right in there and battled, and it just didn't happen. It didn't break and didn't go our way. But I thought Friday night we was in there, we battled, and we got some breaks. We made some plays, and it gave us a chance.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nass Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. I'm Jason Bishop for Brandon Derrick, Becky Derrick, signing off.